everyone, and welcome to Another Bite, where we rewatch the most innovative and intriguing pitches from Shark Tank. I'm Jory, and I'm joined by the jazzy, the jovial, the jammy John.
Hey, everybody.
Today in the tank, we have an excellent product that helps you peep on a whole bunch of chicks. Birdhouses, people. We're talking birdhouses. Will this early bird inventor get the worm, or will this be a rotten egg? We'll find out in just a moment. Much like the age-old question, to skinny jean or to not skinny jean, marketing strategies can come and go and come back again. Who can keep up? Luckily, there's HubSpot's 2024 State of Marketing Report. It's the all-in-one guide for what's happening this year and how marketers can best approach it all. The report covers everything from increasing awareness and engagement to ensuring privacy, boosting efficiency, and growth. Don't get caught behind the trends. Visit HubSpot.com/state-of-marketing to get your free copy of the report. Today in the tank, we have the Peep Show. And the Peep Show is brought to us by Steve, who's asking for $250,000 for 20% of his business, which is a $1.25 million valuation. The Peep Show. It's a birdhouse, folks. And it allows you to see the birds as they're growing up, as they're building their nests. Because, you know, while birdhouses around the globe are helping people connect with wildlife, the problem is that you can't ever quite see inside. You don't know if your birdhouse is occupied, if there's actually a nest, if the nest has eggs in it. So this product offers a new solution, which is a hidden camera inside a carefully crafted birdhouse, which connects to your phone. So you can pull up the app, see and peek at your birds to make sure that they're living their best life and, you know, get a little bit more enjoyment out of your birdhouse. So this is actually a really new product. The founder has only been in the business for 3.5 months.
3 months, yeah.
So thinking about our pitch, our product, and our founder, John, what are your thoughts of the Peep Show?
I heard it was called the Peep Show. It's not the kind of chicks I thought this product was focused on.
I was very curious because I was like, this is not safe for work, HubSpot. I can't even search for this product on my computer.
I don't want anybody to know I'm searching for the Peep Show. Yikes.
Yep.
I mean, it's got a lot of weird parallels. It's a little like voyeuristic and creepy. You're like putting a camera secretly in something's house. I mean, it happens to be birds, so who cares? But I don't know. We'll put all that aside and we'll just talk about this really cool and interesting birdhouse.
Fair.
Listen, I like birds. I like birds a lot. Mm-hmm. I live by a pond. And so I get a lot of interesting birds. I get grackles.
John's a bird watcher.
I mean, I look out of my window all day and the birds fly by, the blue jays and the cardinals and the grackles and all the birds flying by. And I actually, over the years, have gotten more and more into bird watching. Mm-hmm. I've got a duck whistle now.
Do you?
So when I go down to the pond with my daughter, I can bring some oats in the duck whistle and I can call for the ducks.
Call for the ducks.
Like, whack, 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 whack. And they like all fly over. And I've actually got a bird watching camera.
Oh, so you are the persona for this. Okay.
I am.
Tell me more.
It's a bird feeder, but it's got a camera in it. And when a bird flies in, it's got a motion sensor. It takes a picture of them. Mm-hmm. They're like, tick, tick, tick. But this is an interesting idea. For generations, children have enjoyed watching chicken eggs hatch, right? Isn't this one of the formative experiences?
And building birdhouses, too.
And building birdhouses. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a formative experience, right? You know, you go to elementary school, you see the eggs, you wait and they all hatch. You enjoy watching them hatch. The kids all stand around. And so this is kind of like the adult version of that, you know, which is cool.
True.
My biggest question is, I feel like the hit rate's got to be pretty low. Like, what percent of birdhouses get a nest put into them?
Oh, yeah. What's your success rate?
What do you think? 10%? 5%?
Yeah.
Mm. So that mean, like, you're going to put this thing up? Like, for 10 years, you're going to, like, sit there and, like...
Imagine being rejected by the birds, right?
Yeah, I know. Turn your phone on every day and be like, is it? No. No, nothing today. For 10 years, you're waiting around for one...
$300.
One nest. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if it's going to pay off. And so then the question is just like, well, is this an awesome birdhouse? I think it's a cool birdhouse. I think it's kind of hip looking.
Yeah, it's shaped like an egg visually, if folks haven't seen this before. Rather than like the traditional house shape, it's circular. It's an oval.
So it's kind of cool looking, but it's also, it's like, it's $200.
Yeah, for just the birdhouse.
Just the birdhouse. I think that's a lot.
Not even just the camera.
Feels like a lot. If you want to sell a lot of these, you can't just be selling to the high-end bird people. Like, you need to want to sell them to families that wanted to like watch them with their kids and stuff like that. And I just think the $200 price point and then an extra $100 for the camera starts to be like a lot of money for something that you're not sure if it's going to work. I would actually probably make the birdhouse much worse, like much lower quality, try and get the whole thing sold for $100. And maybe then a bunch of parents will be like, I'll take a bet on it. Let's see if we can get any birds to raise their chicks in here this year.
So what I'm hearing is there's two potential issues with this business. One, branding is very strange, right? Because it's kind of a innuendo. It also kind of doesn't match the product because the product is a bit of a more like luxurious birdhouse. It's made of like really quality materials. So it almost feels like kind of cheap branding for a premium product. And then what I'm also hearing is there is an issue with pricing.
Yeah.
As we mentioned, the birdhouse itself is a separate purchase from the camera that actually is offering, I guess, the main value here. So there's like a bit of an add-on pricing model at the same time as you're hoping that there's tiering. So walk me through how you think this company should be thinking about pricing, how we as viewers should be evaluating this sort of add-on model.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on this?
Well, I mean, add-ons are very attractive to a business because if you get somebody interested enough to buy your product, you can extract more value out of them. You lure them in with a lower price, and then once they get really interested in it, you reveal that it actually costs more to get all the functionality.
Surprise!
You know, and listen, it's totally fine if it really legitimately adds value above and beyond what the core product is. And without the attach, the core product is still really, really good. Mm-hmm. And I think in this case, you could argue it's a good birdhouse. There's some features in the birdhouse that make it a high-end birdhouse. It's got like ventilation on the bottom so that the nest will stay dry. There's a little ladder inside for the baby bird. So it's a good birdhouse. So you're like, you could buy that birdhouse on your own and you're not going to feel, I don't think, you know, nickel and dimed over then having to pay more for the camera because the birdhouse on its own is really good. And so that's the thing you have to watch out for with add-ons is that the value exchange with the customer is still correct. I will say that it can be hard to get a high attach rate.
What's an attach rate for folks that don't know?
Oh, an attach rate would be the percent of time that a new purchaser of the product purchases an add-on.
Okay.
That's the attach rate. Mm-hmm. And so I was trying to think like, what is the product that I think probably has one of the highest attach rates? And I was thinking about the iPhone. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I wonder what the AirPod attach rate is.
Okay.
Because your phone, I don't even think comes with headphones anymore. I think it used to. It doesn't come with headphones anymore. And I would imagine that most people, if they're going all in on a phone, are like, I'm going to buy. And so the attach rate's 50%.
Hmm.
So I'm like, 50% of new iPhone purchasers buy AirPods also in the US. It's like 40% globally. So I'm like, geez, that's for like a really high value exchange. So I'm like, ah, oh boy, I wonder if his attach rate can even get anywhere close to that. Maybe it's like 20, 25%. And, you know, I think there's probably more margin for him in the camera than the actual birdhouse. And so, you know, he might think about lowering the cost of the birdhouse much, much, much more. And
to get a higher attach rate,
you know, trying to get a higher attach rate because he probably has more margin on. So there's some like math formula I think he can just play with where he like pulls the levers and tries to figure out where the right point is.
That makes sense. How do you like balance that perception of it's an add-on? Yes, but it is providing that value. Is that something that takes place in marketing that you need to like really focus on reviews on? Or like, how do you help as a business not have a negative perception that you're like, yes, it's an add-on?
There's not much that marketing can do about that. It is what it is. Okay. And I think consumers feel how they feel. Mm-hmm. My sense is that marketing this product as the Peep Show, a birdhouse where you can watch birds hatch, but then not including the camera, is always going to feel a little off to customers.
Sure.
No matter how much you market it, no matter how you twist it, even if the birdhouse is really good quality, which it is, I think that consumers are always going to be like, your stated value prop is a birdhouse with a camera in it.
And you don't even give us the camera.
And I went to buy that and you advertised it for $200 and I went to buy it and it actually was $300. And that just rubs me wrong. And I bet there's some bounce rate in his conversion flow where people get to that point and then they bounce. And so I would probably consider repackaging.
So just like bundling it as a more expensive item.
Yeah, just bring the quality of the birdhouse down, bundle it all together, try and get it for $100, $150 all in. You could certainly capture much more of the total addressable market for birdhouses with cameras in them. So
I know that this has only been a business for 3.5 months, but you kind of start to see this play out in some of the numbers where they've only made 28,000 in sales. I don't know what the whole total addressable market of the bird watching community is, but it feels like it's higher. But part of his margins issue is that it's costing him $36 to make. And like, maybe you could just like invest in a cheaper birdhouse that has the same shape, or even go into tiered options where it's like, get a super cheap birdhouse with a different shape.
That's smart
and
too.
Different materials.
No ladder, no drying net.
Yeah.
No ventilation.
No ventilations. You know. Exactly. Even just offering the like build your own birdhouse with a camera, right?
Yeah. In fact, why don't we just sell a camera that you can screw into a milk jug or something, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I think he could get pretty inventive with it.
Yeah.
But in terms of like the shark's responses, I was kind of thrown for a loop because Kevin is like this bird enthusiast. And like maybe you followed this argument a little bit more, but he got like super into this lawsuit about a monkey who stole a camera. And it was like a very tangential way to say he was out. I think that we kind of see, once the bird enthusiast dipped out, the rest of the sharks who aren't bird enthusiasts.
If the bird guy doesn't like it, no one's going to like it, you know?
And so ultimately, a lot of the sharks actually started bowing out, even though they were really interested in this founder and his story, because this is a founder who's retired. So this sort of seems like his hobby because he likes birds. Yeah. But as much as the sharks really liked the product, ultimately, there were no Shark Tank offers or deals made for the Peep Show.
Yep. Just as many offers as the number of nests you will get built in your birdhouse in the first 5 years of owning it.
Literally zero. So I have to ask though, like if you were brought on as the, you know, be all end all consultant, let's drive some sales for this birdhouses, what would be like the top three recommendations you'd make to the Peep Show so that they were really starting to scale and grow their customer base?
Okay. First thing I would mess with is price point. Mm-hmm. I would really try and figure out what the price point is there. Second thing I would probably do is I would get like way sharper about who you're selling this to.
Okay.
It's actually not clear who this product is for.
Mm. Is it for families? Is it for the bird watchers?
I would consider making it for families. I would make it a project and, you know, every spring. Mm. And I would actually consider making it like you construct your own birdhouse. Go with the IKEA method. Talk about cheap.
Cheap.
It's like super cheap. You build it.
Yeah.
We're going to pay like $3 for the parts and you're going to buy the parts from us and you're going to buy a camera from us and we're going to put a massive upcharge on it for the experience of getting to see birds hatch. So that would probably be the second thing I would think about. You know, I do think there is the possibility of some really interesting UGC, user generated content from this, which is like, you know, Ring has started to do this, but you see like Ring actually will publish videos with their customers' permission of like the most fantastical things that Ring cameras capture. And I would probably try and do the same thing and use that as kind of a bit of a flywheel for the business.
Yeah. User generated content's interesting here because maybe this is just like what side of the internet I'm on, but what's become really popular is just even just live streams of birds coming in and eating, as you mentioned, like from a bird feeder. I wonder if they could do something on their website about like a live feed of like, here's some of our houses and the birds that you could see.
Yeah, running right now. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Exactly.
People love to watch that live feed of like the eagles, like, you know.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like, oh, eagles like, in a nest. You know, mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. The condors laying an egg. Check it out.
And I think that could start to attract maybe more of your like serious bird watching crowd.
That's where you get your bird people.
The higher tier folks.
Yeah.
All right. Any other thoughts on the Peep Show?
Peep Show? More like Peep No.
I'm not super sold on the branding. I think if they also want to go into more of the family.
That's the thing. Who's it for? Is it for the creeps?
Yeah.
For the kiddos or for the ornithologists? It's hard to tell.
Exactly. So also bonus tip, maybe consider the branding too and how that aligns with your persona.
Yeah. The only reason I didn't bring up branding as a top three is I think he could change the brand and nothing would change about sales.
That's fair.
But if he gets his price point and his packaging and his persona all figured out and all that right, then he might need to rebrand to scale.
Yeah.
My take.
Based on your persona. It's a good take. It's a good one.
Good luck, Steve.
Good luck, Steve, and the Peep Show. Production for today's episode was brought to you by Ari DeSarmo. Editing comes from Robert Hartwig and support from Alfred Schultz. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, or wherever you subscribe to the greatest podcasts ever. That does it for me. See you next week in the tank for another bite. I want to take a break to tell you about a podcast coming to the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. It's called The Next Wave, AI and the Future of Technology. It's hosted by Matt Wolf and Nathan Lands. AI technology is transforming the way we do business, and the media landscape is currently fragmented. The Next Wave is leading the pack on AI technology and how you can apply it to growing your business. Matt and Nathan are leading AI creators and your guiding light in the AI and technology frontier. Listen to The Next Wave wherever you get your podcasts.